Unit 3, page 34, exercise 6.
This is The World at Large, your daily breakfast show, and I'm Sam Collins. Well, it's April the 1st today, the day when people play tricks on each other. Tina Brown has written a book about April Fool's Day hoaxes, and she's here to tell us about some of the best hoaxes of all time. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thanks.
What, in your opinion, is the best April Fool's Day hoax of all time?
Well, I really like the Swiss spaghetti hoax, which was on television on the 1st of April 1957.
Was that when BBC Television showed a report about farmers growing spaghetti in Switzerland?
That's right. It was brilliant. A famous news reporter explained that this year was a great year for growing spaghetti because of the warm weather. In the report, you could see people picking spaghetti off trees and putting it into baskets.
And did anyone actually fall for the trick?
Oh, yes. Hundreds of people phoned the BBC wanting to know how they could grow their own spaghetti trees. You see, in those days, most people in Britain had never eaten or even seen spaghetti. It wouldn't work today because everyone knows what spaghetti is.
What did the BBC tell the people who phoned in?
They told callers to put some spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. If you want to see the report, it's still on the internet.
What other good tricks can you tell us about?
Another good one was in the Guardian newspaper in 1977. This British newspaper presented a report on an island country called Sans Serif, somewhere in the Indian Ocean. It included articles about the geography and culture of the island. One article described the country as a fantastic place for tourists because of its beautiful sandy beaches.
And is there really a place called Sans Serif?
No, they just invented it.
But people really believed that the place existed.
Yes. Remember, we didn't have the internet in those days, so people couldn't just check things on Google. A lot of people phoned the newspaper asking for more information about the island.
And what about the Martian attack on American radio? That caused a lot of trouble, didn't it?
Yes, it did. But it wasn't an April Fool's Day hoax. It happened on the 29th of October, 1938.
What happened?
Orson Welles, the famous film director, made a radio play of H.G. Wells' science fiction novel, The War of the Worlds. The story is about an attack by intelligent aliens from Mars. He made the play in the style of a news program.
And people thought it was true.
That's right. A lot of Americans thought aliens were attacking the USA. People left their homes. It scared millions of people.